Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
And let's take you down to Campos Marina in Shell Beach. Robbie Campos standing by. And Robbie, how's the week been, and what's the forecast for the weekend looking like? Looks like we got some pretty decent weather.
Well, you know, Don, earlier this week, I'll give you a recap of what happened here this week. You know, the wind started out, I'm talking about from last Sunday, northwest, and then it went north and northeast. And, you know, a northeast wind, Don, is brutal for us Breton Sound. And we had northeast winds for most of the early part of the week anyway. And it made fishing conditions really tough out in Breton Sound. Now, the latter part of the week, Thursday, Friday, you know, on, it you know, it got right, and they caught plenty of fish out there. And, it, you know, Don, but most of the people did a lot of red fishing. They went up in the marshes and Bluxy Marsh and fished up in the Mr. Go here, up going towards Violet. Even in on the south side of Mr. Go here, going back towards the river, towards Bay Lafourche. You know, that's what most everybody had to do. So, Thursday, Friday was a game changer. You know, people got to get out, went fishing, you know, hit the islands, went wade fishing out there. They did very well in the water fishing speckled trout out there this past couple of days. You know, it's just, but northeast wind is a real killer for that sound, because there's no spot in that marshes that's calm, you know what I mean? Or in the sound that's calm, because that wind just drives right in, even by the long rocks. You know, and if it's got more east in it, even behind the rocks, you only got one little bitty spot, and that's right there by the cut where you could kind of get out of that a little bit. And then you're piling up a bunch of boats in just one little bitty area, that really generally doesn't work very well. but Don, there's a ton of trout in the inside. You know, they 12. 12 and a half, 12 and three quarters, 12 and seven eighths. You know, these fish are just about right there. I get a guy yesterday, tells me, says, when is the transition going to happen? I said, the transition is happening, bud, right in front of your face. What do you mean? I said, you didn't change the law. The law changed, the government changed the law. Well, I don't understand what you're saying. I said, how many fish you caught today? So, man, we must have threw 100 trout back. That was 12 and a half, 12 three-quarter inches. I said, well, 2 years ago, you'd have been keeping a fish that was over 12 inches, right? Yeah. I said, well, you answered your own question. I said, the transition, it's really hard, Don, to catch a 13-inch fish in the inside waters at this time of the year. Now, I don't know if we're doing these resources any justice or not, because you know, and I hear this all day long. We must have caught 40. We must have caught 50. We caught 100. And realistically, they're probably not catching 100. It seems like they're catching 100, but they're catching undersized fish. You know, it's 12 and 7/8, 12 and 3/4. Are we doing the resources any good by hooking these fish, catching ripping lips, you know, handling the fish and throwing it back? I don't know what the mortality rate is on this. I know it's got to be higher than we think, but I just don't know if we're doing the resources any good here. How fast does a fish grow? That's 12 and three quarter inches. Look, fish grow really fast, a speckled trout especially, from a fingerlet to 11 and a half inches. The fish that you catch on at 11 and a half inches now, Don, will be your fish for next year. That fish is not going to be ready for November or December. That's going to be a fish for next year. A fish that's 12 and three quarters, 12 and a half, 12, 7, 8, whatever, that fish might, you probably catch that fish in mid-November or December, be ready. But it's really hard to, you know, to put a 13-inch trout in a boat in these inside waters at this time, you know, at this time of the year, in September. Had the limits not changed to 13 inches, people would be catching them. I'm assuming they would keep them. You know they would. They would be keeping them. If it's legal, they would be keeping it. But, you know, these bigger trout, usually this moon that we're on right here is going to be the last moon of the spawn, which will be, you know, after this moon, those trout will migrate back up into these marshes, and you're going to start seeing places like Lake Eugene, you know, Bob's Lakes, Lake Eugene, you know, up in the marshes and Lake Elwha, and switching over to the south side of the channel, going, you know, Lake Machias, Mozambique Point, Stone Island, Iron Banks. You're going to see all that, you know, Lake Robin and Lake Ukiah. You're going to start seeing these places get, you know, more and more fish in them. But that's not going to be probably, you know, until we get a good cold front, which will probably, you know, we all want it today, believe me, because it's hot as heck right now, you know. But I would like a cold front right now, but realistically, that's not happening. We still got 80-degree weather around here, 85-degree weather. So hopefully within the next, at the end of this month, we're going to start seeing some bigger fish being caught. You know, or October, we'll start seeing some bigger fish caught in this inside.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why it's not,
outside of Cleveland,
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Waters.
Well, you know, we're in the first year of the change in the regulation, and, you know, I think the jury's still out as to whether we're hurting the species more than we're helping them by catching and releasing so many undersized fish. I think what's going to tell the tale is in the next year and the year after, if we start seeing a lot more bigger fish, which has happened in other states that have done similar things, then the program is working. If we don't, if we continue to keep seeing these smaller fish, we might want to rethink it, you know, whether we've done the right thing by, you know, and again, people can help. I mean, it makes a big difference on how you handle a speckled trout to release it, whether it's going to survive or not. And when you multiply that times all the number of fishermen that are catching 30 or 40 undersized fish and putting them back and trying to avoid the predators getting them and trying to keep their hands wet to avoid taking the slime off, gently removing the hooks or cutting the line instead of ripping the gills out of them, all that makes a difference in what goes back into the water. So fishermen can do their part by doing that, and time will tell whether we made the right move or not.
Well, you know, Don, from talking to the biologists that sit in my parking lot here, they think generally when you do a change like this, it takes at least 5 years. So we're on year two of this change. So, you know, hopefully things go in a direction that they think it's going to go in. But me personally, I think that it's going to be, you know, I think that you're going to be catching a 12 and a half inch, a 12 and 7/8, a 12 and 3/4 inch trout here every year at this time. I don't think we're going to, I don't see that number jumping, but look, I've been wrong before, and I hope I am with this too. You know what I mean? I really do. I hope I'm wrong with this too. So, but, you know, when you read the handwriting on the wall, it's saying, you know, I think we're going to have the same size fish here every year. But you're right, handling the fish, people educate yourself on how to handle these fish. I mean, it's your resources, you know what I mean? So,
right.
You know, just, you know, try to do what you can and do your part to handle these fish with care and let them. And for the most part, people do, Don.
I think they do. I think you're right.
I don't think people are just out here to just, you know, just tear the hook out of them and, you know, throw the fish back. That's not what I get out of it. I think people are generally just want to do the right thing, but, you know, you got some people that just don't know. Educate yourself on how to handle these fish and release them back into the wild where they're not too busted up. And, you know, some things are unavoidable, whether he swallows a hook or, you know,
right.
Or then more than likely he's pelican bait, you know, but or he's, you know, flipper bait. So, And what I mean by that, but a dolphin's eating them. Something's going to eat them, you know. But educate yourself on how to handle these fish. But the red fishing, Don, has been very, very good in the inside waters. And if you can't get out there to go out there, you should be able to get out this morning. It's nice and calm down here. I mean, but, you know, you got the LSU home today and the Saints home. Generally, that's not good for fishing because people want to watch football. So, you know, and then the start of the new season, people want to be in front of the boob tube and watching football.
Well, if you work it right, you can do both.
You're right. So, all right, well, hook the left at the bridge and come on down and see us. Our staff's here. We're waiting on you, and we're going to get you in the water and get you going.
Sounds good, Robbie. Thank you.
Hook the left. Bye-bye.
You got it. There he goes, Robbie Campos, Campos Marina, Shell Beach. All right, we come back and get to some of your text messages. What are y'all doing on this Saturday morning? Getting ready for dove or teal season? You're doing a little bit of late summer fishing? What's on your agenda? 504-260-1870 is our text line. Put it to good use. We're back right after this.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.